We have heard a lot about Greenland since President Trump said he wanted it to become part of the United States. Today, Greenlandic people vote on their own future in parliamentary elections. Let's hear more about that vote now from Adrian Murray, who's reporting from Copenhagen, which is the capital of Denmark. And Greenland is an autonomous territory of Denmark. Hi, Adrian.
Hi there, Juana.
I mean, Adrian, this is a really consequential election for Greenland. Tell us why.
Well, today's vote is seen as one of the most pivotal yet for the Arctic Territory's future, as the issue of independence has taken centre stage in campaign debates for the first time. All the main parties want independence, but they differ in terms of what shape and what pace that should take. Here's the Prime Minister of Greenland admitted to being ill on his way to the polling station in Nuuk this morning, speaking with Danish public broadcaster DR.
The campaign has naturally been influenced by the geopolitical tension, the pressure on Greenland during a time where we have separation discussions between Greenland and Denmark, where Denmark will have to look itself in the eye and make concessions. And then we have the USA on the sidelines adding pressure, so it's a destiny election.
Adrian, tell us a bit more about where the different parties stand here.
Well, there were busy scenes at sports arenas and school halls in Nuuk this morning as residents lined up to vote. Now, of the six parties on the ballot paper, five favour independence from Denmark. The two largest parties, including Prime Minister Mette Ild's party IA, favour a more cautious and gradual approach. The biggest opposition party, however, wants a swift divorce from Copenhagen and to deepen defence ties with Washington. Recent polls show that around 80% of Greenlanders do back moves to separate from Denmark, but not at any cost. A majority would be more reluctant to do so if it meant lower living standards.
Adrian, I was in Greenland last month on a reporting trip that was in part sparked by President Trump's comments and his interest. And a lot of people that we talked to, they explicitly told us they did not want to be American. They wanted to be Greenlandic. What have you heard?
Well, that's right. Initially, I think Trump's comments were met with a mix of disbelief and bemusement. However, since taking office again in January, Trump has repeated again and again his intention to acquire the territory, notably because of its strategic location and mineral resources. And even though Greenland and Denmark's leaders have constantly rebuffed his demands, stating that Greenland is not for sale, last week he told Congress the US would get Greenland one way or another. Now, this continued rhetoric is beginning to worry some people who are starting to wonder if he really means it.
I mean, Greenland is just really in this intense geopolitical spotlight. What impact is that having on this election?
One newspaper editor said the independence debate has been put on steroids by Trump. Undoubtedly, the US president's interest has perhaps indirectly helped amplify some of those pro-independence voices. However, Trump's rhetoric is also creating fears among some of the people that if Greenland did get independence, it might become more vulnerable. Javier Arnott is the head of Arctic Social Sciences at the University of Greenland in Nuuk.
Many people are still skeptical of and fearful in a way of this rhetoric from the United States towards Greenland, because many Greenlanders know that the record of the United States with indigenous people is not very good.
Adrian, what can you tell us about the expected outcome of this election?
It is quite difficult to forecast, as there are few polls out there, but the Prime Minister is popular, and his handling of the situation with the US and also strong words for Denmark is likely to win him support. However, smaller parties like pro-independence Nellerek could also see gains, which might shake up the governing coalition. Now, there are just over 40,000 people who have the right to vote in today's election. And that's a small number when you consider the global interest.
That was reporter Adrian Murray in Copenhagen. Adrian, thank you.
Thanks for having me.